directly detecting the envelopes of low-mass planets embedded in protoplanetary disks and the case for TW Hydri, by Zhaowan Zhu et al. Despite that, many methods have been developed to find young massive planets in protoplanetary disks, it is still challenging to directly detect low-mass planets that are embedded in disks. On the other hand, the core accretion theory suggests that there could be a large population of embedded low-mass young planets at the Kalman-Helmholtz KH contraction phase. We adopt both 1D models and 3D simulations to calculate the envelope structure around low-mass cores, several to tens of m, with different luminosities, and derive their thermal fluxes at radio wavelengths. We find that, when the disk is optically thin at these wavelengths, the observation can see through the disk and probe the denser envelope within the planet's Hill sphere. When the optically thin disk is observed with the resolution reaching 1 disk scale height, the radio thermal flux from the planetary envelope around a 10m core is more than 10% higher than the flux from the background disk. The emitting region can be extended and elongated. Finally, our model suggests that the O-scale excess detected by ALMR at 52O in TW Hydri disk is consistent with the envelope of an embedded 10 to 20 m planet, which can explain the detected flux, the spectral index deep, and the tentative spirals. The observation is also consistent with the planet undergoing pebble accretion. Future ALMR and NGVLA observations may directly reveal more such low-mass planets, enabling us to study core growth and even reconstruct the planet formation history using the protoplanet population. This was directly detecting the envelopes of low-mass planets embedded in protoplanetary disks and the case for TW Hydri, by Zhaowan Zhu et al.